right. It's Sunday night at 9 p.m. It's time for the What the Hell Show with Private Drexel and Sumerian. Join in on the conversation on the IRC on the Rant Radio Channel and the Dell Net servers. And now here's Private Drexel.
I don't know. Welcome to the What the Hell Show.
Yep, it's back to what the hell instead of what the fuck.
That's right. Sean should be here.
Yes, but shouldn't we change the intro for the thing? Because from my understanding, it's no longer Private Drexel. He That's went out right. and got himself a life.
Yeah, apparently.
Or at least lost his.
Yeah, Drex phoned me today, and he announced that he will not be a regular on this show anymore for undeclared reasons. I don't know. I don't know why.
I can think of one.
So, he said he'll be dropping by from time to time as just a guest now. So, there's some news.
I think that we should bring up a question. This is going to be a little, basic, considering the amount of, like, large amounts of estrogen we have in the room, I'm taking my life into my own hands. But I think we should come out and just, like, ask the question of the week is, why, when a guy goes out with a girl, does the girl try to change him?
Or the other way around.
Yeah, exactly.
Either or. Okay, well, we can put that out there. Throw that to the IRC. Throw it to the room
a little bit later. I'm getting really mean glares over here.
I'm thinking because the girls will think they can change a guy or stupid.
How many of those?
So much better.
How many of those relationships actually last, though?
Not too long.
But it's like my point is, if you want to change them, why the hell did you go out with him?
I think I'll pick that mold of clay. It's all unshaped right now.
The question I have is, you know, if you turn, you know, boring old so-and-so into new and improved so-and-so, who's to say new and improved so-and-so is still going to want old, boring you?
That's right.
I think after the age of 3, you should just give up.
if you haven't molded them by then, you're not going to.
That wasn't like an endorsement of kiddie porn or anything like that.
Oh, we knew your ulterior motives. I've tried to change so many 3 or 4 year olds, it just hasn't worked.
Reminds me of that really sick joke. You know, two child molesters are sitting in the park, and they look over at the 6-year-old, and one of them says to the other one, "Hey, get a load of that one." "Yeah, but she's got the..." Never mind, I blew the joke. I'm just going to forget about it. I can't tell jokes anymore.
You've blown it already.
I've blown it already.
You've got two lines into it.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing. We're like, what, 2 minutes into the show, and already I fucked the joke? That's got to beat your record. Yeah. You don't get to touch my microphone anymore.
Bad mojo.
So Sean Kay isn't here, so we're gonna give him a call. Where'd my phone go?
Right over there.
Big black thing with the phone.
Could that be it's a phone?
Because he should be here. Oops, that's way too many fours. There's a lot of fours, but
put a couple spares in there in case you forget next time.
That's right. Make up for lost fours. Oops, did I dial the wrong number? Let's try his home number.
I've been hanging out with Sean this week. He's really depressed that his little lady isn't home yet.
Well, that's understandable. The dark one has gone away for 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
3 weeks. Can you imagine that? That's horrible. Kurt does a little dance over there.
3 weeks without Nookie makes Sean something.
Something.
The only reason you're saying that is because he's not here and possibly not even listening.
Well, he's not answering his phone at home, and I think he's turned off his answering machine. I don't think he likes his answering machine.
I think he's just jumped in his car to come drive over and smack the hell out of Projectile Vomit Man.
He could just left right there and then.
Bam.
So, I phoned him just before we went on the air, and he wasn't there, too. So, I don't know what's going on.
There is another possibility.
What is the other possibility?
That he's not there.
Yeah, he could be not there. Who was he hanging out with? I think he was hanging out with the chicken. and Coma Boy.
Ah.
Or the person formerly known as Coma Boy.
No, trust me, he still should be known as Coma Boy.
He's thinking of a name change.
Yeah, he can think all he wants. He's a coma.
He's a coma.
Anybody person who can sleep for 18 hours at a time
while activity going on in the
room.
Yep.
Is a coma.
For sure.
People are asking for the webcam.
There is no webcam.
There's no webcam this week, unfortunately. It's giving me some error. I was just running it, and all of a sudden, error pops up. And now it won't work anymore. I've been running this same program for like 6 months, and it's gone. So no webcam this week. I'll try and repair it for next week. We shall see. The gremlins are at it again. So we're going to go around the room here and see who's here this week. Oh, could you pop in the tape? And then press the red button when it's down. Well, I record on the video camera. It's a lot easier to get the pictures for the web page off the video camera. And press the button, and there we go. And I'm here this week after 2 weeks being away.
Yeah.
Actually, tell us where you went, bitch.
I went to Turks and Caicos Islands, and I'll talk more about that a little
in,
later.
In, where was it? The Caribbean?
Yeah, in the Caribbean.
White sand beaches.
It was beautiful.
Warm sun.
It was warm and beautiful. Yeah.
I'd like to basically...
Club Med.
I'd like to open a pool for like how long it takes us to beat him to death. Any takers?
No, nobody's taking. Hey, did you get a picture of me? There, nice smiley face. Am I on the TV?
You were.
Okay.
Hello.
And there's Dak in the room, as always.
As always, yes, as we were talking about that, apparently.
But you have missed some shows. You've been sick.
I've been
remember?
Sick. I was sick, and I also had to work 2 weeks in a row.
That's right.
The assholes made me work. The fuckers.
But Dak's a mainstay here. He's been here since.
I've actually been telling bosses.
Maybe like 3 months into the show.
I've been telling people when I'm looking for work, I've been telling them I can't work on Sundays. When they say why, I say religious reasons.
It almost is, isn't it? It's almost like religion.
I was converted.
I do this stupid thing on Sunday night. I don't know why. Yeah, it's more like a cult.
And we have DJ Psycho. Say hello, DJ Psycho.
Hello, DJ Psycho.
Good night.
Oh, that's so witty. It gets better all the time.
He does. It's just so fast.
And we pass the microphone on to...
Who's that?
Formerly person known as Forehead.
Yeah.
And unless you declare another name, it will be Forehead.
You can say his Forehead.
Okay.
Which is her way of saying, I'm not coming to the stupidity that often that I bother to care. Shut up. Don't talk to me. Don't put me on the camera.
And we've got a person with a very long name.
DJ Jazzy Everfresh Glade Purpurina Spray.
You might have to write that down for me, and we'll abbreviate it. Many, many times.
I practiced it in Steve's head to hear.
All night in bed, you're mumbling it in your sleep.
No, I actually rap it.
Really?
It pisses him off, yeah.
I can't imagine why.
And the next person over, we have Projectile Vomit Man 2000.
No, I'm not going to do it.
Oh, thank you.
Oh.
Oh, thank you.
Well, Art, just for that.
Art, no. Oh. Art, ears.
How the hell
you.
With it?
He is. Then we've got, as I call on the page, GG.
GG, who last time I was here was...
Turn the light off behind you.
Oh, yeah.
Light on behind me.
Otherwise, you get like a glow.
I had like a new name epiphany as I was coming up the stairs.
A new name epiphany?
Yeah.
Epiphany. No, epiphany isn't actually the name. People would be mistaking me for like a little red-haired ball rat singer.
DJ Crack Smoker Glass Sniffer Dirt Snorter 1. As Skip Radio says.
Lol. I just call yourself Lol.
Lol.
What? Not from a fan. No.
Lol. Laugh out loud.
No, the one I was actually thinking of, now that I have
closer
to the
mic.
Oh, now that I have all the time in the world to talk. Cold pizza. I thought cold pizza was good, just because most of the things I say always seem pretty hot, but they're actually pretty damn good, like, the day after, too.
Okay.
Most of the stuff is just kind of, like, laugh, and then...
Okay, you're, like, putting way too much thought into this. Way too much.
Well, day after day, and week after week of ridicule, being called Gigi, may cause a person to overthink things.
Mm-hmm.
Let's put it that way.
Okay, I'll buy that.
Okay.
Girl on the left. Girl on the left. After a two-week absence of my own due to illness and hideous assignments.
You and Sim were in some sort of, like, love tryst or something.
I wish I was in the Bahamas.
Yeah, she was in the Bahamas with me.
You
want
to put
up
with a love tryst with Sim to go to the Bahamas.
Maybe not quite that.
Packed in my suitcase, cold in the storage, in the airplane, yep. Oh, okay. I think that's everyone except for the cameraman today.
Who is once again the return of Kurt Burt.
That's right. Oh, it's messing up on the camera. Everyone can't see everyone here, but we do it for posterity anyway.
We'll
be selling the best bits of Rant Radio soon on video, I'm sure. It's very, very entertaining.
We all
do this naked, by the way, and all those pictures we put up are, like, totally fake.
We use computers to basically map, like, images of clothing on them.
We use live video alteration.
That's right, live video alteration.
On the show
a couple weeks ago. That's right. It knows where our shoulders are and our knees, and we put little, like, dots on it, so it fills in the clothes. We can easily change clothes, too.
Little fluorescent orange sticky dots on our appendages.
Strategically placed around the human body. Or mine, too.
Mine are just pretty much randomly placed on my body.
Randomly placed.
That's strange. That seems to have covered everything, which
yeah, it works.
Just got to use a lot of them.
Yeah. We all wear our VR glasses in here, so we see everyone clothed, too.
It's probably for the best.
I think it is.
At least you go mad.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a case of take the good with the bad. It's just not worth it.
No, it isn't.
Take the bad with the good, actually. So in the IRC today, we have Serial Killer, Critical Shot, Fourier, Homer 2. Why does this guy take Homer 1? I guess there is a Homer 1. He always takes Homer 2.
What about just Homer?
Just Homer. I'm sure Homer's taken. There's like 30,000 people in the IRC.
Are we FNet?
DownNet. DownNet. That's pretty popular. Unknown guest is having troubles. I'm just announcing names.
I was just thinking, you know, he's seeing how Gigi changed his name.
Yeah.
I'd actually like to change my name, but people probably wouldn't accept it.
Probably not.
What's wrong with
Dak?
That's what we call you. That's my real nickname. Everybody in the world.
It's a real nickname.
For 40,000 years has been calling me Dak. Everybody else
this is a bad thing?
It's like
you didn't get to pick it.
No, I didn't. I just walked in here and it was Dak.
Hey, Dak, it's Dak. Right? Well, no.
Well, fine.
We'll probably still call you Dak, even if you pick another one and you'd be the only one referencing it. Give it a shot. Throw it out there. See if we catch on to it, if it's catchy enough.
Go ahead.
You need a mic, too.
You could just have Dak actually mean something. You could actually figure out what each letter means. And it'd be
being an acronym.
It actually does. It stands for Desmond Allen Kilroy.
Ah.
That's
the secret to
reveal. I didn't give myself that name. That was people started calling me that. I signed my name as a nickname.
I didn't know that. It was an abbreviation for your actual name.
Yes.
Oh.
I signed it one time. I abbreviated
my
name.
Now everybody knows his full name, folks.
Yeah, for those
doing
people.
Those internet searches.
That's right. For you those out there recording that.
My credit information. You ever seen the top of the computer actually flash before?
Warning, do not sell this man anything. I know a guy named Raw, Russell Anthony Warner. I guess it's the same kind of thing Josh K. announced. We also got Infaloop, Josh K., NextNet, Shazbort, and Skip Radio.
It seems like Infaloop, Infobot, Shazbot, and Skip Radio are here, like, so often.
I think they've got, like, a little script set up on their computer that just automatically logs them in and says random things.
We've even lost, thank God, Lieutenant Major Zombie.
Did he not show up the last 2 weeks?
We haven't seen him, but he's
dropped off the face of the earth.
Yeah.
There was this one evening where he was...
His mommy took away his computer privileges.
Literally.
Maybe all those calls to Vancouver did it.
Finally, the bills caught up with him.
Right in the middle of the show, just before you left, I don't know if you remember, because, I mean, none of us really pay attention to him. Basically, yay, zombie.
Zombie is dead. The undead is dead.
Zombie dead. Zombie dead.
right in the middle of the show, he basically got yanked. It wasn't like he quit. It wasn't like there was... it was like,
gone.
Poof, somebody pulled them away. So apparently somebody took out Zombie.
Yeah, probably got that's, nuked or something.
That's tragic. Tragic. Yeah,
remember, the only way to kill a zombie is to shoot it in the head. I've watched many, many zombie films. I know this.
That or you have to fill its mouth with salt. And
so it's lip shut.
That works as well.
which is actually...
Well, according to that episode of Kolchak, the Night Stalker that me and Dak watched.
Yes, which one of the classic horror, the stuff that influenced the X-Files.
Now, how would you accidentally do that? How would you find something like that out?
Time-consuming?
Because it's part of the...
Oops,
No, it's because it has to do with the ritual.
Nobody said it wasn't dangerous.
Oh. Because according to Haitian, you're actually going to get a real course in voodoo, because I actually know this shit. It has to do with the fact that, one, salt is a preservative.
Okay.
And two, it has to do with closing the mouth, is because that's where the soul passes through.
Okay.
That's where the theory is. Zombies only move when ordered by their master.
Oh.
So
okay.
If you can get it when it's not moving.
But I don't understand the salt. Maybe you could just
salt,
so.
Salt is a preservative.
Okay.
By packing its mouth with salt, you preserve the corpse.
Ah, okay. But zombies are pretty well preserved anyway.
Not really. They,
no?
They apparently.
They fall apart as they walk.
Keep decaying everything, yeah.
Mm.
Of course, in real life, all it has to do with the fact
real
is
life.
No. In real life, in Haiti, there is a substance called Zombitol,
yeah,
which is has to do with what is it, blowfish venom, and it's no local herbs and blowfish.
There's a whole book on the subject called Serpent in the Rainbow by a guy from UBC called Wade Davis, and it was made into a cheesy horror movie, but the actual science is like real shit.
Mm.
What it does is it induces a state of catatonia, so it simulates death, and that's
right.
Where the zombie legends come from.
In real life, they tried using this
Inky.
As a medication to basically knock people out so they can perform operations. However, they discovered something during the operation. It no way, in any way, shape, or form, acts as an anesthetic. So
like,
these people couldn't move, yet were feeling everything was being done to them.
Ah.
So it's the opposite of what you want.
Yeah, so needless to say, they only used this drug on two separate people, and that was it. It hasn't been used since then.
And after the operation, when they woke up and they said, "Don't ever do this again."
Yes. Yes.
Like, okay. Well, that was weird.
Can pain kill you?
Wow, that's great. Not only does it keep you from moving, it keeps you from dying of shock too.
Yes. It lowers all their body systems down.
Wow.
I'm gonna get me some of that. There's a few people I can think of I'd want to use that on.
You start screaming and moving around. Put some more in.
Zombitol.
Zombitol. All purpose.
So they named it afterwards, right?
No, it was named before.
Stick to roofies, Anki.
Oh! Oh! Oh!
Nikki had us joined us.
Oh!
yeah, Josh K just had that in. Sounds like a date rape drug. Oh, he's about to leave.
A date rape drug. They can't move, but they're laughing really, really
hard.
They can
feel everything. They're laughing really, really hard.
Oh, man.
Anyway.
Where's Sean K?
Nikki Head has asked, has Gloom Bunny been around? No, Gloom Bunny has...
I saw... on the IRC a couple days ago, she did log in and say, "Hey, how's it going? Wish I could be there." I guess she was just at a computer. So she's still thinking of us.
But unfortunately,
has us in her heart.
Gloom Bunny does not have
internet connection at the moment. Yeah. Unfortunately. Oh, that's right. Nikki Head is from Seattle.
No,
and
no.
That's who Gloom Bunny visited,
Gloom
right?
Gloom Bunny came up to visit Nikki Head.
Yeah. My parents are in those pictures, in one picture.
There's also the dogs.
Yes. Otherwise... You need a mic.
If you put it really close to your face, it's like virtual being there.
Yeah, it's like, if you master things, you know, click, there I am, put a little heater on you. No, you take those pictures. Otherwise, I could just go somewhere, buy some pictures of the tropics, say, "I went here." That's the way I can prove that I was there. See, my feet are in the picture.
You know your feet so well.
Blow it up.
That's them anyway.
Blow it up really, really big.
Correct.
Put it on your wall. Put a lawn chair, like, right there.
No.
Face it. He has a foot
fetish. That's right. No, no, no. Blow it up on the wall. Put it at the end of the bed. Turn yourself around.
You're at the beach every day.
That's right. Just
ask
the right
Sean
size.
About his foot fetish.
Right size ratio.
I've known Sean way too long because I know this crap about him.
Too much information.
That's right. Way too much. Nikki head is a karma of one.
Yeah. What the hell?
Infobot has, like, a whole bunch of scripts, and you can give people karma.
Infobot is a script.
Yeah, he is
bye
a
bye
script.
Bye-bye, Nikki head.
Oh, she's gone? Okay.
Infobot could be a bot, even.
Maybe. Maybe. So let's get to the news of the week, and I was sent a whole bunch of news by a guy named Dave.
Dave.
Off of my ICQ.
Is that the Dave?
It's the Dave.
Wow.
Dave. I can't do that, Dave.
That's right.
Okay. There are a lot of really famous Daves out there.
Yep.
It's like Dave of Macedon. Conquered the Carthaginians in 1680.
Dave and Goliath.
Dave and Goliath.
Super Dave. Dave and Goliath.
Yeah. Super Dave.
Yeah, very famous Dave.
Super Dave Osborne and Goliath.
I hope this isn't leading up to a rousing chorus of these are the Daves I know.
Oh, it might be.
Oh, if hey, you got that?
I have it on videotape.
Not good enough.
I will find it. You want me to get it? I can get it. I'll get Dave.
I actually prefer the Terrier song, though.
Terriers? Okay.
The Terrier song is much better.
We'll get both. So here's the promo for news. Which we can hear best.
It's now time for the news and web pages of the week. If you have an interesting news item or web page, send it to me, Samarian, at ICQ number 51558. And now for the news of the week.
We're back.
Hey, hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
Hello.
All the time. Don't say hello.
Hello.
Hello. Did you announce it? Yeah, last week you did Charles Schultz was dead, right?
Yes, we did.
Or it was 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago we mentioned that Charles Schultz was dead.
I have a news flash for those of you who didn't hear. Famed magician Doug Henning is dead.
Oh, I knew that.
Yes. Yes. The leader.
Mr. Rainbow.
Of the leader of the Natural Law Party here in D.C. has passed away.
The guy who thinks he could float.
Yes. The man who's basic. The man no, that right. Basically his basic.
Magic is special.
Yeah, a magic what?
He was my magic friend. I loved him. He was my favorite movie.
You remember the chicken guy from South Park?
Yes.
The librarian chicken
that
guy.
That is exactly
that was,
him.
That is very Doug Henning.
Just have a moment
now,
of silence.
He actually got some attention on some of the American TV shows, and they were just mentioning that he was, famed magician Doug Henning. I was sitting there thinking they didn't even notice that he had like a political party. They never found out about this whole yogic flying thing.
It should also be mentioned that the BC basically voters didn't really discover that Doug had a
party either. So if there's any moments of silence during the show, it'll be for one of these people who have died.
Enki almost voted for the Natural Law Party just as a joke once. I had to inform him regretfully that the Natural Law Party was serious.
Speaking about political votes,
in the
United States for the candidacy of a presidency, last week Ralph Nader announced his candidacy for the Green Party of the United States, which is interesting in the fact that last time when Ralph Nader ran under his own name, just as an independent, he received 1% of the vote. Not a lot, but most that independents has ever basically received in the last century. However, now that he's running for the Green Party, guess who he's running against? Jell-O Biafra of the Dead Kennedys.
That's awesome.
So we have
Who gets to be vice president then? Like, are they going to have like a leadership convention?
No, yeah, so it's already chosen who's vice president for.
Each candidate has his own vice president candidate.
Pro wrestler?
It's Mumia Abdul-Jamal.
He is a black activist who is currently or has been in prison for death row for the last 18 years.
Yeah,
in that
infamous, extremely shaky case against him.
Yes, that's right. But he's still there.
Yes.
Yeah, the prime platform that Jell-O is running under, that is if he does become president, he will give an instant presidential pardon to his vice president.
Probably.
Although, I'll bet you Dulwich knows, if that were to happen, and we all know that the odds of it happening are next to none, but you know they're out up there with you know, the Shakespeare and the monkeys. But
the sun will blow up.
But the
first.
Thing is, you know that whatever state that Abu Jamal is in, you know that the governor of that state is going to try and hustle Mumia along in the line a little faster.
That's right. Come on. Closer, closer.
Yes.
He's got some really good ideas, but the big platform he's running on is a maximum wage of $100,000 for everyone. So that's not going to
do well with the fundraising people.
Not really. So he should have run on a little different of his ideas.
Well, no, look,
anti-capitalist.
That's right.
Thank fucking God, he's got my vote.
Unfortunately, we're Canucks, so we.
Hey, I make sure I get down and vote in every American election, even though I don't have a citizenship.
Vote early, vote often.
Yes, thank you.
Couldn't you vote in the primaries? I was hearing, no matter where you came from, or maybe it was just in the state. You had to
There was certain states where basically it doesn't matter what political. Party you basically belong to. So long as you have citizenship in that state, you can basically vote. Even if you're a Democrat, an independent.
Primaries in the states is so bloody weird. I'm sorry.
Let's put it this way. I'll take the weird primaries in the state over what we have up here in Canada. I cannot stand the fact that we don't get to choose who the fuck is the idiot at top.
No, we just vote for his party, and whichever party has the most losers in the government get their main man gets to. What
the hell is that? What was that?
We're just going to put on the IRC here. Just part of our news. Some web page. I think Sean sent this in from work.
Hey, can we move, the picture?
The picture. I want to actually see this thing.
Move the picture. Oh, okay. We don't want to see ourselves anyway. Who cares? We know what we look like.
Aww.
Look at this stupid kitten. Who could love such a stupid kitten? It can't talk. It can't fetch the paper. It's always licking itself. It even has to pee in a box. It can't even flush a toilet. Why would anyone want to own such a stupid, worthless kitten? You'd be better off with a puppy. At least they do something. At least all this stupid kitten does is eat and sleep. Look at it. Look at this kitten. Stupid, stupid kitten. There's something weird that Sean found on the internet. Let's go to the next one. This is an album that we can purchase if anyone wants to purchase it here. They can go ahead and purchase it.
Al Gore is a pussy? Yeah,
special music from Special Kids.
Oh, no. Is that what I think it is? Oh, is that the retarded one? Oh, man.
The kids of Whitney High. Let's see what songs they sing.
What's the matter? Are we too loud? We're too quiet.
Customers who bought this title also bought Mr. Bungle and the Fantomas.
Mr. Bungle and the Fantomas?
I have nothing more to say.
Girl on the left, explain me.
I don't know any of these songs. Do you know any of these songs?
Oh, samples.
Hollywood, maybe. Maybe it's Hollywood.
The Essential, Perry and Kingsley.
Primary Reinforcement. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I would like to listen to one of these, but we can't because we're broadcasting.
Yeah.
Also bought Let's Get Busy from the Kids of Whitney High. There's a picture of them.
Those are the kids.
The kids.
Whitney High.
They look pretty special. Let's Get Busy. Cowboy Brown. Facts About Life. Look Out Your Window.
Just don't fall out.
Oh, here's some reviews on it.
Please fall out.
The first time I heard the Kids of Whitney High, I didn't know what it was, so I was really scared. Then I read the liner notes and realized the true beauty and lyrical genius that they possess. Let's Get Busy picks up where Special Music left off. You'll be throwing away the trash as you dance these hot new tunes. Mike Patton of Mr. Bungle, Faith No More, recognized the importance of this project and has decided to participate. Oh,
so that's the connection.
Big backing.
Okay, I'm stunned.
You're going to get Daryl Hall on this.
Two out of 12 people found this review helpful.
Maybe reserve judgment until we actually hear it and do a follow-up.
Maybe. You never know. It could be pretty good.
I do like Faith No More.
So. That's right. Might have good music.
Stupid kitten.
stupid
kitten. Actually, getting back to special people, my roommate, the boy with the pole,
Too much information again.
Does he have an online name?
No. It's when I mean the pole, I mean the one shoved up his ass. Because remember, the rod up his ass has a rod up its ass.
He has never been to one of these shows, has he?
Let's just say he's a little tightly wound.
Anyhow, he did. We were discussing, helmet heads, to be pleasant. We were telling some of the stories that we had told here on the show this one evening, and he came up with one that was rather interesting. Apparently, his high school, where he went, the local mental hospital, where they long-term care for them, was right by where his high school was. So as you can tell, there was probably a great idea. Let's have a bunch of high school students, you know, tormenting the special people.
Yeah.
And they decided to take the entire class or something like that, or a bunch of the classes, on a tour of the facility to show them that they're just like you and me.
Locked up, just like you and me.
So they're taking through them, and basically they come to one of the I guess it was like some sort of drawing room or just some sort of day room for them to play in.
Yeah,
and they basically, the doctor opens the door, and they look in, and they see not two of them going at it, but four of them going at it in two separate files. And now that probably, you know, as he said, the entire class is standing there stunned, right? Just with their mouths open, just looking at this going, okay. Now,
next room, we're moving
on. If he had just simply shut the door, they might have had some laughs, and they might have been, you know, like horribly scarred by just seeing this. But the worst part was when the doctor said, oh, no, not again.
So how old is he? Was he in high school?
Yeah, he was in high school.
He was on the tour.
He was on the tour. Well, actually, I was...
Oh, no, not again. Get the hose.
Yeah, something like that. You know.
Not just to get them apart, but to sanitize the area.
And you have to wonder how many of those kids in the crowd were sitting there thinking... These guys are getting some.
I want to be just like these people.
He said the worst part.
Can
was
I come back?
One of them had. You know that I'm trying to think of the deformity. He was describing it as basically being a potato-like head. I know what deformity is, but I cannot think of the name of for it.
Like hydrocephalic.
Elephantism.
Yeah, hydrocephalic. That's it. Yeah.
I also know the word colostrum and crepitus. That's my medical knowledge.
Today's show brought to you by
the letter C.
Yeah. He's almost to D, boys and girls. Medical dictionary.
I get a million of them.
Nice boy tries real hard. C plus.
Can dance a little.
Is that the end?
Yeah, that's the end.
Okay. That was a moment of silence for Doug Henning.
We'll give it to him.
Hair dried poster.
Somebody, Dave, has sent me this page.
The 50 worst ways to die?
That's right. So we're going to put this on the IRC. And let's talk about the 50 worst ways to die. Born alive, eaten by rats, dunked in dung. Through history, man as nature have dueled and to invent grisly, gruesome, just plain bizarre ways.
This isn't any particular order, or just like, okay,
it doesn't,
50 of them?
It doesn't look like it. I don't think the people that had this done to them had a vote.
Actually,
you know.
This was
way worse than the last torture you put me through.
I know.
This is way to die, I don't think.
I know where this is from. This is actually, read this, the exact same article, which started with the exact same one.
Yeah.
Sawn in half, it's right out of Maxim magazine.
Yeah.
Stuff
looks like
for men. Passed around from magazine to magazine.
Stuff magazine. Okay, I said
yeah.
I thought I knew it was one of those. My roommate Angus gets both of them.
Yeah, one of those Gadgets and Cheesecake magazines.
Yeah. But actually, you know, there's no real nudity in it, and I literally read it for the articles because I laugh my ass off.
Very funny.
That's right. Bikini top.
It's like, look, I have no trouble. If I want porn, I'll go out and get Penthouse or something. I mean,
that's right. Do it right. It says, through history, man and nature have dueled to invent grisly, gruesome, and just plain bizarre ways for you to meet your maker. Don't have nightmares. Who wants to do the first one?
Sawn in half. Killed him in China. I can't read it.
It's too small?
Yeah, too small
smudgy
for me.
Smudgy as hell.
Is it just smudgy?
Biblical Middle East in Europe. In select European locales, you could see saws used for executions right up until the 1840s. Okay.
the gory details. The Europeans hung you upside down with your legs spread for easy access. Then, with a two-man saw, the executioner scrambled.
scrambled your kishkas as they hacked towards your heart.
Head.
Killing
your head.
Head. It says heart.
It says heart.
Looks heart.
Yep.
Well, it's on the way to the head, too.
I can see it really clearly here. Killing cousins, the efficient Chinese cut from the head down, a speedier delivery. I don't know which I'd want more.
I'd rather have from the head down, thank you.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Having that go through because...
No. You do not want something going through your skull. Believe me, I've had a nail go through it before.
Had a nail through your skull?
No.
Oh.
Having your genitals ripped apart and dying from the shock right there is about a million times better than having something go through your skull.
So you had something go through your skull.
I had something go through my skull.
Okay. You've had something to compare this to going through your genital? How do you know then you haven't had a fair comparison?
The internal sound of crunching bone that close to your ears.
Nasty echo, I imagine.
Who's that screaming? It's me. Skewered in the Iron Maiden.
Oh, that's easy. That's just basically...
Yeah, that's not as bad as the last one,
yeah,
I don't
that's
think.
Just a bunch of holes, and then basically you go out. If you're really lucky, they puncture a lung, and you basically die of a collapsed diaphragm.
You stood in a hollow statue laced with knives on the inside. Then they slammed the door. Death came slowly as the 20 or so blades only went an inch or two, allowing you time to feel your life ooze down your legs. The big sleep could take days if the blades were set just right. A more spiritual European version was made in the image of the Virgin Mary. The Madonna's arms were pulled you back to the Mother Church while easing steak knives through you.
Oh, scroll back to the top there. Not the way top. There you go. All the rage in Europe during the Inquisition?
Yeah.
No one suspects
the Inquisition.
That's right.
Chomped by maggots?
Yep. Two body-sized boats with holes cut out for the heads. Hands and feet were nailed shut around the victim. His exposed parts were then smeared with milk and honey to attract insects. And he was set adrift, face up. As he gradually filled his bilge bin with his own wastes, the considerate Persians rode out daily to rouse him and apply more milk and honey to keep his spirits up. Stow away maggots, which multiplied in the feces fest, then ate him alive, sometimes taking as long as 2 weeks for the cruise to come to an end.
You'd actually probably die of basically exposure.
Yeah,
exposure and dehydration.
Dehydration more than anything else. Yeah,
that still really sucked.
Unless they force fed you liquids in some way.
Yeah, kept you alive.
I can't
that
really
way.
See them doing that because we're talking about Persians.
Well, they came and cleaned them.
Would you want to be the guy who has to go out and sort of add the milk and honey every day? You'll open that sucker up.
Oh yeah, nasty
rapes, man.
Yeah, that's a punishment in and of itself.
Death by a thousand cuts. The gory details. The bad boy was tied to a cross and carved like a turkey. The worst crime, the thinner the slices. They'd cut off flesh in strips, then move over to the bumpy bits. Ears, nose, and fingers. It was then leisurely separated from his extremities. Wrists, ankles, knees, etc., leaving him a shell of his former self. Up to 120 cuts, the name for dramatic effect, meant he was nearly dead for the final stroke through the heart.
Actually, my personal favorite is skinning alive in this, in which mm-hmm. the Apache Indians hold the record, in which they completely removed the man's skin and kept him alive for 3 days until he died from exposure.
Wow.
Jeez.
No, actually, if they do it right, you actually don't.
Right.
That's how good they were.
That's pretty amazing.
They basically, of course, did have more than enough practice.
There's more than one way to skin a people, I suppose.
They also used to tie you from a tree and have a fire basically burn under your head until the pressure from the fluid heating up actually caused the skull to explode. You actually usually died from smoke inhalation before that. But
boom.
Yeah, that was really the main horror wasn't
fireworks
so much for basically
them.
What they did to you as
people
for the other people who came along and basically found, you know, somebody with his head literally blown up from the pressure.
Whoa.
The days before liquid drano and seagulls.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you gotta admire the Apache. And
go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Okay.
I was going to say something completely intolerable, so I still think you stopped me.
That's good.
Something involving blankets, but never mind.
Burned at the stake. Ah, yes, the old blanket. Unlike in the movies, the pyre of wood was built up to the barbecue boy's eye level. Victims writhed in agony as they saw and felt their flesh turn to bacon. The lucky ones died quickly from asphyxiation, but Spanish Inquisitioners were connoisseurs of keeping their victims cooking for up to 30 minutes. Cracked like a crab shell, Vikings only needed an axe and a guy in a horned hat to entertain a crowd. They hacked open the poor sap's chest, cracked his rib cage, and pulled out the lungs so they flopped on either side of the body. Death came from massive blood loss. Really? From going nose to nose with internal organs on an empty stomach.
From what I understand, they used to do that before launching a ship.
Yeah, it was basically it was a religious thing.
No bottles back then.
No, they would basically take out the guts and everything so that it looked like an eagle. Yeah, that was the name of it, the eagle.
Wow. Well, I think I like this one the best. Nice big axe straight through your sternum.
I think you were supposed to run the boat right over the guy.
Wow, really? Lube it up and throw it in.
Although, point of accuracy, the Vikings never actually wore horned helmets. That's only in the movies.
Just for effect, huh? Could stop me any time on these.
Like
is everyone sickened yet? Shall I move on? Or do you want to hear the rest?
It took a while to get through
the Frisians,
all
the Frisians used boars, boar horns.
Keep this train chugging along. There you go.
Let's see. Oh, this is sounds like a good one. Spun to death. Your host staked you out on your back. Then he bashed your limbs into linguine with a mallet. Your appendages were subsequently braided through the spokes of a wheel, raised horizontally on a post. A quivering pile of flesh was ultimately spun around while crows ripped off hunks from the crazy lazy Susan. I thought that was a bit more than that.
Okay,
spun him while alive.
Basically, you die from the shock as an exposure once again. Most of these, that's what it really comes down to.
Let's see. Sewn inside an animal.
Oh, yeah, the Romans.
The soon-to-be-dead guy. Yeah, Rome in the 2nd century. The soon-to-be-dead guy was bound and sewn into an animal carcass with only his head exposed and was left in the sun. As the creature rotted, the slowly starving victim had to endure clouds of flesh-eating flies and vultures. How did they keep them in here? Keep them in there. I guess they watched them. Don't move. Stuffed with rodents. The victim was strapped to a table with a pot of rats upended on his stomach.
Cambodia.
Then a fire was lit atop the cauldron. Not seeing a fire exit, the rats burrowed into the condemned stomach.
Oh geez.
Boy. Oh, there's 4 pages of this. Okay, that's enough of that. Just goes on and on. What was it, 50 ways?
Yeah, 50 ways.
Wow.
So, anybody want to go for something neat later?
Sure, why not?
Oh, no.
If the Bible won't do, you can get biblical
Train
action.
Up a Child Incorporated.
Train up a child
Incorporated.
Biblical action figures collection. Posable figures with the background play scenery. Jesus, the African Heritage Series, or Jesus, the Caucasian Heritage Series.
Yeah.
They're all black on this one. Let's go for the black one.
There's something about the words Caucasian Heritage Series which just makes me think there's some kind of Aryan organization behind it.
That's right. Oh, Eve still seems to be white, though.
Yeah, well, because the girls always have to be darker than the guys. It just works that way.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Thank you.
Oh, don't they have the action, the background play scenery? No crosses? Oh.
Get an angel free.
No crosses and some spikes?
Oh. You just have to use your own imagination and go to the hardware store.
New super camouflage blazing guns, Jesus, with his action tank.
That's right. Yeah. That'd be awesome. Mix and match from G.I. Joe. Put him in the ring. Boing.
Each property.
Just like, forget David versus Goliath. How about Goliath versus Stone Cold Steve Austin?
That's right.
One night only.
Boar.
Is it bore into your head with a spike because you're being a prick?
Cool.
Hey. Some more people have joined. Caffeine High, Mord Sith,
Pixie Chicks.
PSYOP 312, Rubber Rooster, that's a new name. Have you seen that one?
I don't recall a rubber rooster before.
A rubber chicken with a little rubber dick sewn on it.
Jesus, with optional touch of death and attachments. Gates, it's nice to live in an expensive house, but Gates property tax bill tops $1 million.
$1 million?
Wow. Being the world's richest man has its price, especially when you own one of the world's most opulent homes. King County mailed out property tax bills Monday, and the biggest by far went to Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates, whose home and land in suburbia Medina are valued at nearly $110 million. That translates to a property tax bill of over $1 million.
Wow. You can just imagine, whoever was the person who had to do that mail out, you know they went to the photocopier.
Yep.
And just like, look, I got to mail this out. I got to screw Bill Gates.
That's right. I think they probably...
That was the most excited I've ever heard you. That was really cute.
I'm just imagining some secretary, you know, having to go through all these things. Yeah. Boring, 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 boring. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Excuse me for a second. I have to kick Kurt Burke to death.
What did he say off mic? Oh, no.
I think he's going to do it himself.
Oh, look. Captain
Kurt Burt wins. Fatality.
Joe Hazelwood strikes again.
Finish the phone.
Yeah, that's right, Kurt Burt. Why don't we tell him the story about you and the 75,000 gallons of Coke spillage in my home?
I knocked one glass over. I have never lived it down.
One glass.
There was a 3-foot tidal wave. It was Desmond's glass.
How big was this glass?
I have a 1-liter glass.
Whoa, okay.
He used to have a 2-liter mug.
Whoa.
No, I didn't. I've always had just that, well, those 1-liter beer steins.
No, no, no. You used to have the Mambo 2-liter one, the one that finally died.
Don't remember?
I don't think it was any bigger.
Which fit a whole 2-liter of Coke into it. I think it was 2 liters.
I don't. I disagree with you guys. Oh.
It's what you put in the mug.
Oh.
And on that note.
It's not the size, it's the fluid capacity.
Step-by-step instructions. These are step-by-step. Actually, I post this to the IRC so people can follow along and do this at home.
Bye-bye, Homer 2.
Bye-bye, Homer.
Don't come back.
Don't come back.
Homer's gone. Apparently, it's his turn to record now for the special album.
That's right. Just turn on the mic.
Your turn to clap your hands.
Wow, man. That was like the bitchiest I've heard.
Woohoo!
You're the person of disability.
Oh. Yes. When did making fun of basically helmet heads become like a natural pastime for this crew?
It's just too easy, I think.
There you go.
These step-by-step instructions give all the detail on how to make a perfect mold. We're eager to answer any additional questions or comments. Directions. What you'll need.
You're missing what's on the blue line.
Oh! I see.
How to make a penis replica.
Just in case you need to. Did you? It was part of your art course.
Home it was taught by one of the plaster caster girls, I suppose.
Yes.
Yes.
What was
a special place in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I actually heard an interview with her on the radio by Nardwar, the human serviette. It was quite interesting. She plaster cast Jella Biafra, among many, many people.
What does this woman go around and take castings?
Yes. She has lots of them.
Okay. Something to remember somebody by, or is it
That's right. Yep.
A woman who's never bored.
Just something to do, I guess. Directions. What you'll need. Your complete kit, a timer, or watch, and a bake spoon for mixing. Step one. Cut open the blah, blah, blah. Cut open the silver bag with molding powder and carefully pour it into the white cup, filling it to the bottom line. Step 2. Set your timer for 6 minutes. The mixture should be lumpy at first. And then smoother.
Okay, skip number 3.
Step 3. After 6 minutes, total time has passed. Simply insert your penis into the filled mold container.
Do not enjoy this process too much.
Hold the container firmly against your body for about 60 seconds. Once gelled, slowly remove your penis. I think they missed a step.
Did he actually have to take off all his clothes?
That's right. Imagine being the model for this and them asking you, well, we need you to model a molding cast. What you have to do is hold.
Imagine if it got stuck.
Yeah,
I'm just
the need for a watch.
Want,
60 seconds.
You do not want hair.
That's right. That's what I heard that in the radio.
Yeah.
I just have one other question. Is this a different type of molding substance? Because I've worked with plaster Paris and a few other things, and I remember them giving off quite a bit of heat.
from the reaction.
Which was a very hairy man, and you have to use a lot of vaseline. It still hurts like a son of a bitch.
In my high school, they only let kids do their faces.
Step 4. Open the two white top containers and pour the contents in the bucket. Stir this mixture until thoroughly mixed.
Hark. I hear a bell.
Hark.
Okay, pan up or pan
up. Hi, you're at the door of Rant Radio. Who is this? Who?
Apparently it's the special kids.
It's the special kids.
They found
ready,
me.
Ready to record their album. Speak slowly and loudly.
Get back on the bus.
What's your name again? I'll let them in anyway. They gave a good effort.
Kill us all.
I'm coming to kill you all. It sounded peaceful.
You're not happy with what you're saying.
You want fries with that?
You want fries with that? Look out, he's got his helmet on. He's going to try and butt us to death. You know.
Now pour the mixture into your mold in the white cup and let this set. The rubber should gel in 6 to 7 hours, but you may want to leave it in the mold for a full 24 hours to prevent deforming.
Deforming, ooh.
Carefully remove your new replica from its mold. Congratulations, your dildo is now complete. It's permanent, easy to clean with soap and water, and lots of fun.
I have a question.
In case your man goes on holidays.
I was going to say,
exact replica.
Was the dildo for the guy who was making the mold?
You notice that they kept it in the second person the entire time. You do this with this and this, you do this, you do that, and then you're...
Congratulations.
Open the door.
That's right.
People who want to
is it locked?
Themselves it's with
their
own penis.
Yes, it is.
That's right. It's self instructions.
Oh, it's Raven.
It's not Raven.
It's Raven, isn't it?
Oh, that's my girlfriend's name. It's Hellion.
Hellion Raven. I couldn't
figure out who it was.
It's just loud and shouty.
So we figured it was one of the special people coming to get us. Because we're making fun of them.
Yep, they've had enough. They banded together and found out my address.
Unfortunately, the electromagnetic interference from all of their electric wheelchairs was just gumming up the intercom system. It's like...
That's right.
Sorry.
I just hate it when they drool on you, you know?
It's just horrible. So we're going to play a song that I found. We were talking about it before, about all the Daves that we know in the world. This is by Kids in the Hall, and this is The Daves I Know.
These are the Daves I know. David Hoffner, he works in my dad's store. He's worked for 12 years. He'll probably work here for more. These are the days I know. 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 Dave Gord, I've known since I was 6. In grade, he broke his leg, so we got drunk and sick. These are the days I know. 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 Some of them are Davids,
but most of us are Daves.
They all have their own hands, but they come from different moms. These are the days I know. 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 Dave Jadisky, man, this cat can swing. He weighs almost 50 pounds and he delivers my paper on time. These are the days I know. 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 Dave Capisano, I hardly know him. These are the days I know. These are the days I know. These are the days I know. These are the days I know.
We are the days he knows, he knows. We are the days he knows. We are the days he knows, he knows. We are the days he knows. Some of us are days, but most of us are days. We all have our own hands, but we come from different homes.
These are the days I know.
Don't worry, Pixie.
Goodbye to you, my trusted friend. We've known each other since we were 9 or 10. Together we've climbed hills and trees. Learned to love in ABC. And our hearts are so darned. Goodbye, my friend, it's hard to die. When all the birds are singing in the sky. Now it's freezing in the air. The girls are everywhere. And I'm there. Please pray for me. I was the black sheep of the family. You tried to keep me right and wrong. Too much wine and too much song. Wonder how I got along. Goodbye, Papa. It's hard to die. When all the birds are singing in the sky. Now the spring is in the air. Little children everywhere. When you think about me, there. Every time that I was down,
right back.
You would always come around and get my feet back on the ground. Goodbye, Rochelle, it's hard to die. When all the birds are singing in the sky, now I'm bringing in the air. Flowers everywhere, I was looking there.
That was Me First and the Gimme Gimmes with Seasons in the Sun, a great band. All they do are covers.
You know, it is really fucked to hear, like, songs from when I was a kid basically being done as a punk version.
But it works well.
I didn't say it didn't. I actually kind of dug the song, but I'm just saying it's fucked.
You can imagine the original punks from the 70s, like, throttling themselves at the thought of this.
Yep.
You know, me and Daxter both bought Saturday Morning's Greatest Hits.
Yeah, so yep. We do have to shut up about that right
That's
now.
That's right, yep. That's a great album.
You can just comfort yourself with the fact that about 20 years from now, some bunch of guys who aren't even born yet are going to be doing huge desecrations of Backstreet Boys songs.
Oh, I hope so.
Oh, yeah.
How can you desecrate those things further than they already are? How many more can they get?
You should desecrate the Backstreet Boys themselves first. Anyway.
That's great.
There you go.
I'm just trying to imagine a rap version of Umbop. That's trying to go through my mind right now.
Billy Idol's Dancing With Myself. There's a Boomtang Boys dance.
Oh, that's horrible. It's very, very bad.
No soul whatsoever. The Boomtang Boys are this Canadian techno group. They basically are in the vein of the most soulless Euro
dance
pop that you can imagine. Like that. That's, you know. No. If there's going to be anything that becomes a cover, like a really hideous cover version in the, you know, in the 2020s, it's going to be that stupid Blue Dabba D song.
I don't think there's been a better cover tune since Sid Vicious from the Sex Pistols did a cover of My Way by Frank Sinatra.
I don't think I've heard that.
You've never heard My Way by Sid Vicious?
No.
You have to hear this.
Should I look for that? There's an incredible promotional video clip that goes along with it, you know, involving, you know, machine gun fire, stuff like that.
Should I look for that right
you
now?
You should. I'm serious. It is a wicked version.
Okay. In the meantime.
Especially if you remember, because you got to remember, this is like the first time I'd ever heard a song like that. We're talking, this is originally done by Frank Sinatra.
Is it by Sid Vicious or Sex Pistols?
You know, Frank Sinatra, the Sid smoke Vicious. Coming out of his ear.
Yes.
Doesn't matter. It's all ended together. How does it know what the artist name is in an MP3 file name? No matching songs. Let's just try my way.
You put the artist...
It doesn't matter. I've done it. You can put anything anywhere in those two lines. Are you going to go my way a million times over? Well, there's Frank Sinatra.
Yeah.
I'm just going to do a quick search on here. Nope. Too bad. I've got something from The Onion here. It's Stop Smoking Tips, and I'm going to pass it around because I've got it in paper form. Billions of Americans are addicted to smoking. If you're among them but don't want to be, here's some tips to help you kick the habit. Avoid doing things you associate with smoking, such as drinking, eating, walking, and being awake.
Get thrown in jail, where cigarettes can only be acquired in exchange for painful sexual flavors.
Flavors, yum yum. Flavors.
New menthol sex.
Minty.
Lobby your elected representatives to pass a $6,913 sales tax on packs of cigarettes.
Read it out loud.
Where the hell am I?
He's
rehearsing it.
Write a rap song about how smoking is not cool. Perform it at local elementary schools.
That'll get you to stop smoking.
Where is it? What is that?
That was it's my smoke detector.
It's my smoke detector testing itself, because I definitely listen for it every 45 hours that it goes off at random times, and I go, it hasn't gone off today. It must be broken.
That beeping
noise—it's so pointless.
That beeping noise usually means that the battery is dead.
No, there is no battery. It's hardwired to the house.
So go ahead.
Oh crap!
Means your house is dying.
No, it does that. It's self-testing. Go ahead.
We're waiting.
Okay, move to California where tobacco possession is illegal.
I guess that was just a sarcastic comment about...
The current tobacco laws that are going on down in California.
I think they're coming out with a new electric cigarette now, so you should pass those laws. It actually qualifies.
Avoid thinking about the rich, full flavor of Benson and Hedges.
Fill your home with motivational placards bearing such slogans as... Smoking is for pussies. And only a fucking retard would even think about smoking.
I got that one there. Killing a smoker is like licking an ashtray. If a loved one quit smoking, keep an ashtray around as a handy substitute.
Attractive people smoke because it makes them look cool. Acknowledge that you are neither attractive nor cool.
Is that the last one?
No, there's one.
Oh. That would work out perfectly.
But that would require counting.
Cover yourself in egg whites. No one knows why this works.
Join a Stop Smoking support group. Be sure that it's one that meets on a different night than your other six support groups.
Hypnotism has helped many people quit, but you risk becoming a hypnotist slave. It's your choice. Quit smoking for freedom.
Teach yourself a valuable lesson by slowly dying of lung cancer.
I like the last one for smokers.
That's a good one.
Bad, bad. Bad, bad. Bad, bad, bad.
So we're going to try and annoy Sean. See where he is, because he's supposed to be here. He said he'd show up every show.
Sean said something to you, and he didn't carry it out. And the surprise is supposed to be coming where, people?
Wait for it. It's going to hit us. Oh, no, it didn't.
No, it didn't. No.
What the hell happened to this microphone?
We don't want to know.
Well, let's just put... Never mind.
It wasn't left in the mold for the full footage.
The comment was, it wasn't left in the mold.
Subject to work.
Oh, he's not on his cell.
He's not at home either.
Are you sure?
I'll bet.
He probably met those wheelchair kids on the street.
They just took him down
and yelled at each other.
Hey, you're Sean Kay. I recognize you from the webpage. Hello?
Hello.
Hello? Hi, you're live on the air. Hello?
Hello.
Sean.
Yes.
It's you.
Yes, it is. What's up?
And you're on the air.
I am, though. What's going on?
Just wondering where you are.
Didn't make it over tonight.
No, not
we,
going to.
Really? Oh, we hadn't noticed that part.
We didn't notice.
Well,
all,
that's good.
We all miss you.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Okay.
Sorry I didn't make it over. Yeah.
We'd like a note from your mother, or
right. we need a note next time.
Okay. Sorry about that, boys.
That's okay.
It's just kind of life, you know.
That's the way it works.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Just got back from the beach, though.
The beach. Okay. Didn't throw anyone in the water, did you?
No. Actually, the beach was really far the way out. It was really just upsetting. I went down to go to the beach, and the ocean was left.
It's gone.
I went down there, and the beach was gone.
That's called tide.
Well, there was lots of beach and no water, which makes it kind of like a desert.
Well, you just keep walking, and you'll find it.
That's correct.
It doesn't go out that far.
If you wait long enough, it'll come to you.
Who's on with the show tonight?
Girl on the left, Gigi, who's now called...
Cold Pizza.
Projectile Vomit Man, DJ Jazzy Fresh Potpourri and Spray, I think that was...
Close.
And everybody misses Sean Carey, the fucking man.
And everybody misses. Yep, that's right.
Okay, well, sorry guys, didn't make it out there tonight. I'm unfortunately experiencing technical difficulties due to the departure of my wife, so...
Okay.
Just one of those sort of things, boys.
No problem.
I'll check you later, okay?
Okay, bye-bye. Say what the hell. Thank you.
Well, fuck us.
He wasn't even screaming, man.
Jesus Christ.
Tell him to come down or his fan club will be very pissed. Uh-oh.
No, you see, like I was saying, Sean Kennedy the man is really upset that the Dark One is gone for another 4 days.
Understandable.
And he's like getting all pissy and whiny and, you know, that love thing basically jumps up and bites you in the ass, you know.
He seems like the type that gives 110% most of the time anyway.
That's
so.
Right.
Give the guy a day off.
He's added up the 10%.
So he added the 10%.
He's got 10 of those 10%.
And he's just not doing anything.
He can take a day off. It's like you're building up over time for sick leave or whatever.
Okay.
Very pissed. They're very, very pissed. Well, we'll relay that message. Oh, someone's sending me something.
Very pissed.
Sid Vicious, my way. We ask and we will receive.
Thank you. Whoever did that, you kick
chick.
Ass. Pixie Chick.
Pixie Chick.
You have taste and a great name. What can I say?
And I have updated the webpage. Finally.
Yeah, I noticed he did. It was fucking amazing.
How long ago was this?
Almost two months.
Well, we finally have the pictures from the New Year's trip up there,
yep,
including the infamous Sean Snowbath.
Yes, the infamous Snowbath is up on the webpage.
If you want to basically have parts of your insides crawl back up inside you and never come out again, if you're a man, watch check out the Snowbath.
Yeah. So it's one of those things that sounds like it's one more reason for me to be glad I'm a woman.
That's right. So here's
saying cool sweater and a very hot dryer.
So just go to www.rantradio.com, click on news, and then just follow the links.
Have you updated the actual What the Hell page?
I have, though. Cool. For like there's six sections of pictures there now, so people can go and see what we look like and all the new people that have come. So there's some pictures of us inside the tent right there.
You did have computers going, huh?
Yeah, we had one computer going. We had music. We were playing MP3.
We actually started
all
to watch. We started to watch a movie, but apparently the connector was screwed.
It's still fucked. It's right here. And I have to get it replaced. And now the sound on my DVD player has kicked the bucket, too. Yeah, the pins are all messed up or broken or something. One of the pins is loose, and so it goes green on the screen.
Just your decoder card?
Yeah, it's the decoder card, not the actual DVD drive.
It's not built in your video card, right?
No.
Lucky you.
I guess that is a good thing. It's a separate thing.
So anyhow, we basically had a good time. We had a humongous tent.
That's
we also it. Had the chicken who was running around basically in camos.
That's right.
Skulking through the bush, being
stealthy.
He looks like Jabba the Hutt in that photo.
Actually, he looks more like the Swamp Thing.
Yes, very close to the Swamp Thing, actually.
You guys remember Fraggle Rock? I think he looks like Marge the Garbage Heap.
Is that the name of the garbage heap?
Yeah.
I didn't know the name of it. Yeah. That is Marge the...
Hi,
And here we have the infamous snow bath.
That's right.
He took snow and washed his under his arms and scrubbed his chest.
And wait for it.
Then he shoved his face into a bucket of ice water.
Oh,
then he took a nice handful of snow, dropped his pants, and got in between there. He just, like, you know, made sure both sides and up in between.
Look at the color of his face.
Look at the color of his...
red vehicle behind him.
Look at the color of his skin.
That's, right. That's my car behind him. Closely matching the color.
Was this a dare? Did he actually really give a shit about hygiene at this part?
No, this is how he was in the army in Shiloh, which is apparently the coldest habited space on the face of the earth.
So this was like Haiti to him.
This is how they actually trained them to take baths in the field was snowing. So he did it to show us what they put him through.
And he's
they
lost all nerve perceptions all over his body anyway, so he can't really feel it that well. So there's the pictures. You can go see
them. That's painful.
It is, though. And we've also got some what-the-hell pictures, whole ton of them with chicken's tattoo there. So all the people
that's what you guys were talking about last week.
Yeah, the imperial symbol.
Who missed it on the webcam because it might have flashed by too.
No, because the webcam was basically dead.
Oh, too bad.
Okay.
But we do have it.
I only typed that about 16 times on the bloody IRC.
Yeah, I know.
The webcam is not working.
But we figured it was like the regular, the rest of like the people in the IRC. If you're not in the room, we don't really pay attention to you.
We switch back once an hour. And take a look at it. Oh, there we are. Is chicken there tonight?
No, the chicken is not. We are sans chicken.
Is he working or just not here?
No, the chicken is not here. As far as I know, he did have the night off, but apparently...
Somebody likes cheese.
Somebody likes cheese.
I like cheese, M-Dog adds.
Okay. M-Dog?
Great. Oh, he sent me a private message. Maybe it's about the cheese. Can I send music to you to be played on the air? Only if we request it and you happen to have it.
So
maybe
speaking about that, I think because we're getting late, I'm going to tell a gross hospital story. So why don't we take a break, put that song on.
The My Way?
The My Way.
I'm sort of going to have to look for it. I have no idea where it is. I don't think it'll take too long.
F3.
Hey, smart idea. Is F3 search?
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe you can do a lead up. While I search for it.
So lead up to either
the gross hospital story.
The gross hospital stories. Well, I'm going to be telling what I thought was the grossest incident. Now, I've told this story before to the people in the room, or at least some of the people in the room, but most of the people on the IRC haven't heard it. And
I narrowed it down.
This basically is what I thought was the grossest thing I ever saw at the hospital. It made me gag.
Yeah.
However, apparently other people didn't think it was that gross. However, they weren't there. They didn't see it. And,
so this is a repeat again?
This is a repeat. Like I said, I ran out of stories. I'll be completely honest. I didn't think the stupidity would last this long.
Well, as long as you start from the beginning of the ones that we didn't record, it'll be all cool.
Yep.
Then we'll have a complete collection. And we can put it out and sell the CDs of gross hospital stories.
Okay.
If the local geriatric rock station can put out compilations of the champ stories every 6 months, I'm sure there's got to be an audience.
A little bit of a market for gross.
However, my boss, the guy who I'm technically still working for, even though he hasn't given me any jobs since May, has basically got a chance at getting us a job at one of the local old folks' homes.
Ooh.
Which basically means that I'll have plenty of opportunities to load back up on those gross and stupid stories.
I'm sure
there'll be some gross ones.
You can't sit on those ones because they break.
I know. Thank you, but I've actually have worked with them before.
Yeah.
It's really cool. You can intimidate the aged. It's like, you know, really easy. You know, just make sure they don't have their canes. They'll blindside you every time.
So we're gonna listen to Sid Vicious My Way, and then we're going to go into gross hospital stories.
A life that's full,
disease, and every highway has much more than this. I live by
messed up. We've totally forgotten the line you messed up, so you could try that again. Your mic's off. Well, it's not doing anything. I can't hear it. Speak, speak, speak.
Speak, speak, speak. There we go. Apparently, I had to be wiggled.
There we go.
Okay. All right, so I'll do the joke, then I'll do my gross hospital story. Two child molesters are sitting in the park. They're looking at a bunch of kids, and one of them looks over at that couple of them, and they're saying, hey, what about those two? Yeah, they're good. What about that six-year-old over there? And the other one goes, yeah, but look, she's got the body of a four-year-old.
But
told you it was lousy. You asked for it. You got
How did you ruin it last time?
I basically...
I feel obliged to make up for it with the sickest joke I've ever heard.
Yeah, this is the sickest joke.
What's the biggest problem with having sex with a six-year-old?
I don't know. What is the biggest problem with having sex with a six-year-old?
Washing the blood out of the clown costume.
Yes.
Okay.
Tell him where you got that from.
I
got it from a nice, friendly little comic book.
Really?
They should have banned those in the 50s.
Wow, those comic books.
I was waiting for you to say something like, this clown works down in Carisdale.
Yeah. Mr. Happy Clown.
John Wayne Gacy.
Chuckles Clown. Yep.
Anyhow, going back to my Gross Hospital story, in case I hadn't mentioned it, did I ever mention?
Maybe like a year ago or so.
Did I work in a hospital for 5 years?
5 years.
Five years. Yeah, 5 years I worked there.
Wow.
And in the time, I saw a lot of disgusting and, well, really fucked up shit.
Guys left the room for a bit.
Anyhow,
going to clean her brain.
it's always nice to know your words can actually have someone run screaming
That's
out of a
right.
room. That gives you a sense of power.
There
that, you know.
Thousands of miles. Therapy is a 12-hour looped tape of the Lawrence Walk Show.
That's true. Yeah. Anyhow. this one evening we have this older gentleman come in. Now he's in his 60s or 70s, and he's complaining. He comes in and he's complaining about the fact that apparently he can't get his upper plate out of his mouth. Now, according to him, he had left it in for 2 or 3 days, and somehow it had become lodged in his mouth, and he could not pull his plate out.
This is a good one.
Now, at first, the doctors thought that what must have happened is he must have gotten enough food up in there that it basically dissolved with the saliva and acted like a natural glue. That's not that actually really
yeah.
that uncommon with plates. Especially
do they get people in the hospital with plates stuck to the roof of their mouth?
I've only seen it twice. This was the first time.
So it does happen.
It does happen. This was the first time it happened, and I never saw anything like this again, in which case I am very grateful.
Mort Sif wants to know what a plate is.
A plate is basically it's an upper denture thing. It is an entire – it doesn't just cover your gums. It actually acts like a bridge. It covers the entire upper part of your – the inside of your mouth.
It's a retainer.
It's like an upper retainer with all the teeth, so it looks like, you know, you have your nice pearlies and everything. It's
yeah.
it's the thing you always see Martha Ray basically dropping into the Polydent if you're ever watching, like, you know, television for the aged.
You're welcome. If you're watching those shows that hit that demographic.
During those
yeah.
Matlock episodes.
That's yep, right. You know, Murder, She Wrote, you know. Anyhow. They figured that must be it. So I should mention that this was in the middle of summer. And it was hot out.
That would be important to the story.
It was warm out. It was hot out. And, the fellow basically sits into the chair, and you know they wait a while, and they take some water, and they use basically just like what you've seen with the dentist, you know, to squirt water up in the back of your mouth to try to loosen a little bit like that.
Yeah.
And they put it around there, and they get a hold of it, and they take a little bit, nothing more different than what you would use as a simple tongue depressor, and they simply pop it out. And all of a sudden, the doctor basically goes, "Oh, God!" One of the nurses gag. I look over. I gag. Now, apparently, our boy here must sleep with his mouth open. And in this time, flies, attracted by the food, crawled into his mouth. Finding the food up there, they thought, you know, this would be the perfect place to raise kids. So they laid eggs. And the eggs they hatched. And the little eggs, they turned into larvae. And the larvae turned into maggots. And yes, as they pulled it out, there were at least a half a dozen maggots on the upper part of this guy's plate. It was at that point that I literally ran out of the room and gagged. I was green for several hours. I've seen inside a human body. I've carried corpses that literally were basically already infested. I'm talking, I have seen everything you can imagine. Nothing grossed me out more than the concept of having maggots in your mouth.
Crawling around.
I gagged.
Sting off your food.
Like steamed rice, but they move.
That's right. Legal rice.
You left 3 a.m.? Can you hear that all the way in your bathroom? Crawling around in your mouth.
Yummy, yummy.
that was...
But they don't eat your flesh.
No, they do not. It should be mentioned that maggots do not eat living flesh. They only eat dead flesh.
That's only some type of maggots.
Yeah. No, that blue bottle flies, which
is... Blue bottle flies are the ones that don't actually eat human
flesh.
Which
are the most common. House flies, blue bottle flies are the most common. They do not eat flesh. That is true. There are certain species of flies that do. Like,
you have to go to
Africa.
Spot flies.
Reminds me of...
to your legs and stuff.
One day watching, Discovery Channel. So, ever heard of those African floor maggots?
Yes.
Yeah, African floor maggots?
Yeah, they're big ass things, and they... Basically, come out of the floorboards at night and snack on your nostrils.
Yep.
I've got a better one. This was one of my biology professors was describing, knowing of a grad student who went down to the tropics and got a bot fly.
Larva.
These things, they basically burrow their eggs. The flies land on you. They find something nice and warm that's like flesh of some kind of other animal. They lay the egg underneath the skin. And now this guy knew that he had a bot fly in his, sitting like above his eyebrow after a couple of days, because it grows and stuff.
Yeah.
But he did, and the larva, like the larva hatched and was growing under there. But they really don't know that much about bot flies. And this guy, in the interest of science, came back to Canada and kept this thing in there to see what would happen.
Oh.
So this guy had basically a larva. Growing, and apparently this thing grew to an inch wide circular blob over his forehead, and the thing is, it has to get out to spread its wings and fly at some point. So
making me itchy already.
It's
chewing its way through.
So what it did was
the audience
in the middle of a faculty softball game. In the middle of a faculty softball game, he realized it was hatching.
Oh.
Everybody came and took
everyone,
a look.
Look, it's hatching, my baby. And it flies away and starts a new infestation in Canada.
That's right.
I don't think those suckers would last too long in, Timmins or God only knows where this was.
Of course, hatching in the middle of a baseball game with lots of bats and gloves around. I don't think it got very far.
I see.
Well, if this guy had that kind of dedication, in all honesty, he probably had a jar with ether waiting.
Probably. Oh, did he bring a journal with him and take notes and measure the size of the bump on his head?
I can only imagine.
If he did it in the interest of science.
Unfortunately, he didn't die, so he didn't get to the Darwin Awards.
No, he didn't. But it was in the forehead. Like, if it had been in the soft tissue, it would have been.
All right. There's a quote.
I need a puke bag
to listen to. What the hell?
Can you
another quote from a satisfied customer.
Woohoo!
If you can recall a testimonial.
That's right.
Cut and paste that baby on the webpage.
If you could record that with your microphone and
send it to
me, info@arantradio.com. That would be wonderful.
So much promo material.
That's right. I need a puke bag to listen to what the hell.
The whole show, not just Gross Hospital. The whole show.
Yeah, I was actually going to tell something before you told the bot fly story. Now I'm trying to remember. There was.
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. Go ahead, because I talk more than enough. Somebody else open their mouths.
Don't those bot flies, in order to live, actually have to stick their ass out to breathe? They're not completely underground. Don't they have to have?
No, I know what you're thinking of. No, it's not the bot fly.
Okay.
But there is another one that screwworm. That's
there
it.
Go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Come through again.
Figure my trivia.
There are quite a few species of insects that basically drill into the human body. The worst one, there's this, I'm trying to think of the name of this larva, that can grow up to 3 feet long.
And where does it reside?
It's in New Guinea.
In your body.
Anywhere in the inside the muscle. It likes to live inside the muscle.
It must be really thin and wanky.
Yeah, the way it comes out is it basically sticks its head out for some reason, and what you're supposed to do then is you're supposed to grab a hold of it and wrap it around a fork or a spoon or something like that. Some sort of object.
Spaghetti!
Some sort of object, yep. Yes, that you can twist, because the idea is if you try to pull it, it'll just break off and it'll act like a tapeworm. So what you have to do is you have to stick the fork in, hold it, and twirl it, and every day is it kind of crawls out a little bit.
What?
Just pull it out a little
twist.
Bit and just do it. And
so
it'll
you have to have this fork?
Yes, it'll take a week or two to actually get the whole animal extracted.
Well, speaking of things,
let's be perfectly honest. If you've already got one of these larvae in your skin, having a fork, having to carry a fork around next to your knee or whatever is.
Oh wait, it's moving again. Just wait. Oh, twist.
Is it painful? Yes.
During a date,
it is.
Got to twist my larvae.
Really painful. Oh, that was the thing I was gonna say. It was about. Okay, I was watching an A&E special about they were looking for this lost city that used to be responsible for where frankincense and myrrh, actually for frankincense, in the Middle East. It was the main source for this thing back in the Middle Ages, and they'd completely lost the city, had no idea where it was, and they finally discovered it by using satellites to actually find the old caravan route still marked in the desert.
Really?
Yeah.
Sand hasn't blown over them?
No, it because they had moved so much. And in these areas, yes, it has, but basically it's impacted. So you can literally see these ancient roads in the desert.
The impacted parts are actually 5 to 10 feet under the real sand.
Oh,
It's
just really solid.
Solid, crusty layer of sand.
So
the radar.
Anyhow, the reason I'm mentioning that with all these other stories, in this area of the Middle East, there lives an animal called the camel spider. Now, the reason they call it the camel spider is big and nasty looking, and that would bother most people in and of itself. However, it should be mentioned that it's basically, its bite is not majorly poisonous. Matter of fact, it acts like an anesthetist to the area that it bites.
How nice.
But the animal does not suck just like other insects for their fluids. If necessary, it'll attach itself to larger animals, and it'll masticate a piece of the meat off. So the crew that had gone down there that was on, I think this was like TLC or the Discovery Channel, I can't remember which one of the two it was, one of their native guides had a camel spider crawl up onto the side of his face. And when the guy woke up in the morning, he had had it half of his nose and most of his left cheek chewed off by this fucking spider. It acts like an anesthetist. So he wakes up in the morning and finds that half of his face has been eaten off by a big palm-sized spider.
Was it there still?
No, it had crawled away. They discovered that they knew what it was because it's an actual common problem in this area.
Common problem.
That's right. So if you go to the Middle East, beware camel spiders.
I don't know how you prevent that.
Speaking of things that anesthetize you and then run off with bodily parts, our government. I have a really interesting story.
Nice segue.
Yeah.
He was working for one all night long, and there it was.
Yep, here it is. A reason to leave Canada. This is it. Our government, current government, NDP, is really, really screwed up. To show you how screwed up it is, our welfare system has changed names 3 times in the last 4 years.
To make it more palatable?
To tell you why.
It costs, on an average, of $1.5 million from the budget to change the name.
Oh, yeah, they got
to
change all the paper. They've got
to change all
everything.
The paperwork and all the... Okay. The reason why they do
all
this,
the business cards.
Why they did this, was because of a special man named Mo Sahoda.
Mo Sahoda, yes.
They changed the name of the portfolio, the Ministry of Human Resources, to the Ministry of Social Development and Human Economics, so he could become the minister of that portfolio once again, which he had been removed from because
of gross
mismanagement. And several other charges.
So I guess you can't join it back again if you were dismissed from it.
We didn't put him back on the same portfolio.
We put him on a whole new portfolio.
It just happens to have the exact same jobs and duties.
Ministry of Social Development and Human Economics.
To explain it, the NDP does it's beyond sucking. If there was ever a government that required the people to take up arms against it, it's right here.
The only problem is that the only other party in BC are the Liberals, and I don't trust them either.
No, that's what I'm saying.
It's like
kill them all.
Reds in sheep's clothing.
Yes. I actually met Gordon Campbell. was up at SFU Clubs Day, and I had the misfortune of having to man the table next to the BC Young Liberals. Anyways, so here he so he came by, and it was just like, hi, I'm Gordon.
For our American listeners, to explain, Gordon Campbell is basically the slightly better-looking reincarnation of Richard Nixon.
Anyways, so this guy comes, so it's basically, you know, he's trying to do the little photo op. So he comes up to me, hi, I'm Gordon Campbell, as if anybody could
didn't know who the fuck this moron was.
So he reaches out, shakes my hand, I said, and as I'm saying, hi, I'm Aaron Anderson, he turns on his heel and walks away. Because, of course, I'm not important, I'm just a voter.
You're a photo op. You're one of the little people. See, he spent time with you. He told you his name. Don't you feel precious? You should vote for him. He's close to you.
He's so close. You just want to reach out and...
reach out and punch someone?
Smack
him.
See how resilient that tie is.
The thing that I am so pissed off with is my brother did not tell me that we used to go through this area up in, like, Cloverdale, Brookswood type thing, and apparently it was Bill Vanderzam's home after he had left politics.
Uh-huh.
And he never used to tell me because he knew that if I did actually know about it, one evening there would be a Molotov cocktail sailing over the gate.
But why? The man smells like roses.
Tulips, yes. I would never... Like try to kill somebody. No, I can't even get. I cannot put the words to my mouth of how much I hate this
man.
What
did he do to you?
What did he do to me? What did he do to me?
You're not saying you're not suffering from amnesia.
Amnesia?
Yes, he's coming back.
I know.
He's planning on running for
he's running for the BC Reform Party. The BC Reform Party, of course, having. Bearing absolutely no connection to the federal Reform Party. The federal Reform Party has actually, like, disowned the BC Reform Party, saying we never had anything to do with them, we're not touching them, and that Vanderzant guy is a freak.
The operative word being reformed?
Yeah, reformed, like, as out of reform
school. I rather like
the
new federal acronym, like the Canadian Conservative Reform Alliance Party, or as we colloquially know it, CRAP.
They actually, this is not a joke, boys and girls, they actually came up with the name for it before they worked out what the acronym was. Then somebody sat down, saw what the acronym was, and was like, huh?
And
oh, crap!
Crap. So bad.
See, crap, run. Harland. You like the sound of that?
Yay!
Golf clap for me.
Yay!
Well, we're going to play a song, and then we're going to open the phone lines, and then it'll be just about over.
Yay!
For another week.
I got to get up at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, no.
God, that sucks.
I'll be on my first break at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
I'm on holidays for 2 weeks.
Right.
No, you don't understand. I work nights. I've worked nights for 12 years.
And why do you have to get up at 8?
I have an appointment. I have to be out in Vancouver by 9:30.
You couldn't make it later?
No, I couldn't.
You tried and tried.
Yes, I tried.
Well, this is me first in the Gimme Gimmes with I'll Melt With You.
Yeah.
on Rant Radio. Who is this?
This is Infaloop.
Hello, Infaloop. I saw that you were going to phone in.
Yeah.
You've got a funny story.
Sorry, well, this is sort of funny. This is another stupid Kurg trick story. Now, as I've mentioned before, I go to a wannabe university.
University of Northern British Columbia.
That's right. So, which has a wannabe Kurg. And all these little wannabe stuff where they all want to be just like SFU.
Right.
God knows why. But anyways, yeah. So they had this thing for all across the country about tuition going up, et cetera, et cetera.
The National Day of Action, yeah.
And,
right.
And like in other big places, there's all these rallies and shit stuff. Well, all UMBC had was two banners on the side saying the Liberal government sucked, and one guy saying, yeah, this is bad. Well, everyone spat around going, whatever, I have a class to go to.
That was the extent of the protest?
That was the extent of the protest. Oh, yeah, and the, like, big head, big cheese dean guy came up and spoke, and everyone clapped and went to class.
Not much support then.
Almost none, no support because
before
no
you
one
can
up
actually,
there knows.
Before you can actually protest, you actually have to, like, you know, have this, like, social consciousness and, like...
Well, you actually have to, like, also have some center of government to protest at. I mean, in pretty short, most of the protests, all they do is walk down the courthouse, protest around the courthouse, and leave.
Yeah. Over here, they go down to the art gallery. There's nothing around the art gallery. It only looks like an official building.
It's like a hacky sack.
That's really, really dumb.
You know how
it looks really official with all those pillars and stuff.
You know how they got people...
So just go to a... So if you want to protest, go to an official-looking building, head around and say, I'm protesting.
If you want to basically protest...
Just remember, it's not the substance that counts. It's what gets on the 6 o'clock news.
Protesting, and of course, hippies are pretty much cannon fodder.
You know how they got kids to participate in the thing up here at SFU? They put out flyers for the Day of Action, which looked remarkably like rave flyers. No shit, I can show you these things next week. And at night they actually had some kind of party. They actually put out like rave-style flyers for both events.
Basically, if you wanted to know where the rave was, you actually had to show up at the Action.
Ah, that's their angle. Did they promise punch
and that's how everyone got their support.
No punch and pass.
That up here.
Yep. Plan a party afterwards.
A
national
party
rave
here,
action.
Of course, I couldn't go because I actually care about passing. But yeah, so that's my story for the week, pretty much.
Yay!
So I guess I'll be saying what the hell now. So what the hell?
All right.
What the hell?
What the hell, envelope?
I should bring those flyers.
Regular
like
color.
They're like I thought they were rave flyers. I picked them up and I was just raised, hey. Wait a second. That thing in the background.
Propaganda.
Yeah, that thing in the background, that's that same disgusting old photo they've had for like about 10 years of, a bunch of people holding up their CFS pre-approved, pre-printed protest signs.
Airdrop from a B-17.
That's right.
Yeah.
No, actually, Pixie Chick and Rubber Rooster, we do not have our 1-800 number yet.
No.
Perhaps Sim can tell us why the fuck we don't.
AT&T sucks. Two, I'm lazy.
Damn!
And three, AT&T sucks.
His logic is impeccable.
That's right. So, how about I phone them tomorrow morning?
Okay.
Okay.
Sure you will.
I will. I promise. Because I don't work till 11, so that'll give me a bit of time.
Does anyone know any way I can make huge amounts of money without actually doing anything at all other than getting into the government?
There's these pyramid. I've heard of something called a pyramid scheme.
Pimping.
There you go.
No, that organization.
That's right. Organization skills required there. Recruitment, interviews,
Mary, there I go.
Mary who?
Mary a millionaire.
Mary a rich woman. There you go. Go on a TV show.
Do we watch?
Pretend you're a
that?
Millionaire.
Yeah,
that's right. That's right.
Yeah, he was basically pulled off the show because they found out that at some time in this guy's past, there had been some sort of complaint where he had snapped a restraining order.
A restraining order. The millionaire. Something that the most simple preliminary check would have shown would be that he had a restraining order put up against him by an ex-girlfriend.
Not in the fact that he wasn't necessarily a millionaire.
Yeah, his mom was just like, he's a millionaire. Wow, that's news to me. Well, maybe the fact that you were, maybe the fact that she was part of the planning of a show called Who Wants to Marry a Multimillionaire with her son as the object of marriage. Maybe that could have tipped her off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it just me?
Maybe they could have run a credit check here.
Is it just me, or did the chick you actually eventually want to get married to look like a transvestite?
I never actually watched the show.
So neither did I. I didn't.
How many
it.
Real women are actually size 6 that aren't guys?
Huh? I didn't even see a picture of her.
Or size 0 or whatever.
I remember seeing this picture. This one is just like, I'm so happy.
And confused. What have I done? It seemed like so much fun at the beginning.
That was the thing that got me, was that after the show, as soon as people actually saw the show and people started realizing, that was really disgusting. There's all these girls that were on the show that instantly went to every show that would interview them, saying, "I just did it for fun. It was just as a lark. I didn't think it was serious." You got involved in this thing. You signed waivers saying you would marry some complete stranger on lark. You thought it wouldn't actually happen. Oh, I respect you so much more now.
Yeah, that's right.
It's
a joke.
Remember, we're talking about a country here where people think it's a fun and good idea to get on the Jerry Springer show.
You know what? You know what's one thing that one good thing that may come out of this is that this may force some states. Some people are thinking this may force some states to actually recognize some kind of gay domestic partnerships of some kind, because the whole argument has always been, but that will ruin the sanctity of marriage.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Been there, done that.
Oh, yeah.
You'd rather have these guys, would you? Oh,
that's right.
Yes.
I think a simple rename of the show for a release on cassette would work. It's like, who wants to marry a guy, you moron? I think that pretty much covers it.
There you go. Yep. So I think that's it for this week.
Are we done?
Yeah, we're done. And there's KMFDM 3301. That's a new name. So we're going to say goodbye to everyone on the IRC. Goodbye. Critical Shot, Furrier, Infoloop, KMFDM 3301, Mord Sith 99. Oh, you're 1 year behind. Pixie Chick, Rubber Rooster, Shazbort, and Skip Radio.
Bye,
people in the IRC.
Bye.
This is goodbye from Dad, saying so long and free Ted Kaczynski.
This is goodbye from DJ Psycho.
Distant.
Don't eat pork.
Don't eat pork or donate pork.
Eat whatever you want. Oh. Or whoever you want.
Goodbye. This is the background song from.
Yeah, I'm in fact
from
all of Sean.
Cold Pizza.
I am Sean.
Goodbye from Cold Pizza.
Cold Pizza.
Goodbye from Girl on the Left.
And I'll try and get the webcam working for next week.
I'll also try to get the. What are you going to call tomorrow?
Who moved that way?
Oh, hi.
Oh, okay.
Bisecting my face.
And if Tripper wants to come back here and zoom it back a bit, he can come say goodbye as well. Skiprio says, "What the hell?" Click. There he is. You have to come.
Do the clicking.
You have to come to the microphone and say bye. Say can't see you.
Can't see you.
There he is. Okay, and that's it for us. And AT&T, yes, thank you. I will call them. And
that's all, folks.
See you in 6 days and 22 hours, and tell all your friends about what a lame show it was this week, and listen in next week. And this is the outro that we're playing. Goodbye.
You have just listened to another episode of What the Hell on Rant Radio. Tune in next Sunday at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time to find out what happened to Sim and the rest of the gang in the dramatic continuation of What the Hell.